Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Quindi Catechesis. Dear friends, it's a great feast of the presentation of the Saint Jesus and the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So first I want to give an announcement to you. So we have been last month assisting full-time two convents. God gave to us two convents to take care of for our children, for vocations. Fully traditional convents. So it's a great gift from God to be able to have this army of nuns praying for us. It's a great news. It's a great news because I have been telling you in the last sermons and last years that prayer and sacrifice, which was the vocation of the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth, is the vocation of the nuns, the sisters, the religious. So each time we have our religious nuns, sisters, we have the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth, the vocation of the Blessed Virgin on earth, taking care of our Lord, with her love, with her vows, with her strong faith, and especially with the Holy Ghost, in order to be able to give to the whole world the grace that we need. So remember, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the mediatrix of all graces, and she gives graces through her religious, which are the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth. It's her vocation, Our Lady fulfill her role through her religious, through sisters, through convents. This is why it's a great news. This is why, the reason why we have been full time, and we will be able to travel less frequently, but it's for a great purpose. Archbishop Lefebvre himself will say that the missions, graces, families are not able to they are not able to survive without convents, without monasteries. We need someone praying for us somewhere and doing sacrifices in order to win the grace that we need for our conversion, our salvation. Those were the words of Our Lady in Fatima when she opened hell to the three shepherds, to the children. In real time, they saw thousands falling online in real time to hell, everlasting fire. And Our Lady told the three children, see how many go to hell. He gave one reason, because there is no one to pray and to do sacrifices for them. It's a very strong sentence. We need someone somewhere carrying our crosses next to our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the first place, in the first front, are the convents and monasteries. Having always the first apostolate, the most important vocations, especially for religious life. Because even the priesthood, it's impossible to have priests if you don't have a sanctity, sanctification of priests through the convents and prayers and sacrifices. Basically, without the Blessed Virgin Mary, you don't have grace. You don't have the child Jesus. You don't have a redemption in the plan of God. You have to be essentially there, even at the foot of the cross, in order to receive our Lord from her arms, from her heart, and be able to be redeemed and be go to heaven one day. That happened the same with vocations. So, grace will not come to us except through the Blessed Virgin, the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth, which are convents and monasteries. So, I brought for you a few pictures to watch and to see the apostolate we are doing there. We are raising funds also for that purposes. We hope to have many vocations and to be able to foster our spiritual life, our fight, especially the atonement that we need to do for our sins, our sin of our families, and the graces that we need to persevere. So I want to share with you this great news. Now going into the sermon. Today is a great example of what should be the priorities in our life. How it should be living our Catholic life, in our families, in our daily duties. Because we see our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary humiliating themselves, fulfilling the duties of sinners, of purification, presentation, oblation, offering themselves a sacrifice. They were not obliged to do that, the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Lord. God himself is not obliged to do atonement, sacrificing, fulfilling the law. He's not obliged to do that, our Lord. He's God. He's the author of the law. But nevertheless, he did it to give example of our humility and obedience. The way to walk on this earth is precisely through obedience and humility. It's the most glorious way in order to sanctify ourselves. It's why the Blessed Virgin Mary, the ever Virgin Mary, God wanted her to be purified, even if she didn't need to be purified at all. It's the Immaculate Conception. Without stain, without defects, without anything at all. But nevertheless, God wanted her to be treated as the common women, the Jewish women in those cases. They had to be purified after 40 days of giving birth to a firstborn child. This is a great example of humility, and it's where we can find the glory, the grace, the holiness, the will of God. The greatest perfection, the greatest glory is in humbling ourselves and obeying God's will, God's law, God's design upon us. This is the greatest wisdom where the world will reject to you, because the world wants glorious humans, visible, with appearances of greatness in the human way. God is not teaching us that way. The vanities of this world, the pride of life, the pleasures, the human success, money, riches, they are not at all the way to win God's grace, God's holiness, God's kingdom. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. The cross, persecution, sufferings, carrying our cross, denying ourselves, walking the walk of the way of the cross towards Calvary. This is not talk anymore in Catholic circles. Even in tradition, there is no talk anymore about this. We know that for religious orders, Benedictine's rule, and all the other orders, they teach that. If you want to grow in holiness, in blessings, in happiness, in joy, you have to grow in humility, in obedience. Therefore, in persecution, you grow in persecution. This is why you notice the Beatitudes. When our Lord calls blessed are those, speak about those who cry, those who suffer persecution, those who practice mercy, those who are thirsty about justice, for justice sake, those who are endure contradiction for our Lord's sake, they are those who are called blessed on earth and forever blessed. The world will tell you the opposite. People seek peace, seek tranquility and friends and pleasures and comfort. And they call that the most important in life. It's the opposite. What we should be seeking after. We never will insist enough about this point. This is why our Lord wanted to be born in a poor environment, among animals, in the cold night, no windows, no doors that creep, no companions of nobility, being the King of Kings, being God Himself. God has been teaching to us through His whole life where are the treasures to be looking forward, looking for. Poverty, humility, simplicity, the cross, persecution, the reason. There is where the glory is. He who humiliates himself shall be exalted, and he who exalts himself shall be humbled. Also, he who wants to preserve his life will lose it, our Lord said. And he who will lose his life for our Lord's sake on earth will win it for life everlasting. Everywhere in the Gospel you find that teaching. Everywhere. It's why we have to foster religious vocations. It's the answer. Because we willingly surrender this world, the pleasures of this world. We give up all things in this world in order to be crucified willingly to save many souls. It's exactly the fulfillment of the Gospel. And our Lord's example, our Lady's example, the saint's example. There is the glory, there is holiness, there are the blessings of God. There, in sacrifice, in doing God's will. So it doesn't matter how much we suffer, doesn't matter how much we lose on earth, what matters is the will of God. And usually it's the more humble, the more painful it is, the most glorious it is. This is not talk anymore. It's the opposite. Even the Concilia Church, they don't teach these things. Today our Lord and our Lady are teaching us clearly, gloriously, to be humble always, to be seeking the simple things, the cross, even persecution, in order to fulfill the plan of God and therefore go to heaven one day. It's either this life or the other everlasting life. It's either or, it's not both. God never promised in the Gospel, yes, reward for sure on earth, consolation on earth, rest of peace on earth. No. You don't find that in the Gospel. What he told to Saint Bernadette of Lourdes. He said, Bernadette, I don't promise to you joys, happiness, consolation on earth. I will promise to you, yes, you will go to heaven, eternal joy of God, enjoying the happiness of God one day, but I will not promise to you on earth consolations, peace. So let's not deceive ourselves. We will not find, it is not promised by God here, happiness, tranquility, peace. No, on the contrary, evil is everywhere. Apostasy and the contradiction to the Gospel everywhere. So we have to fight against the current spirit of the world and the immense majority of people against that attitude and those priorities and those treasures that people are seeking after. We should do the opposite. So, today more than ever we are obliged to be focused in fighting and to be ready to suffer many things in order to keep faithful to God and to win Him for us and for many. This is an example of religious life. So I encourage you to one day to visit the convents And we have in Guatemala now, also the monastery. So there are Franciscans, Carmelites, and Benedictines in this moment, living close each to the others, assisting each other, living the three rules, the three communities, their own rule, in three different chapels, three places where the sacrament is located. And it's a more beautiful environment. There is a retreat house. There is a great deal of prayers and religious environment, which is most joyful and beautiful. I want to share with you this apostolate because it's, we are a family, and this is encouragement. Because a convent is the mark of holiness of the church. It's a great light in this world of apostasy and darkness. To know that you can do it, God is working, and we have to follow the way of the cross, the way of sacrifice, the way of poverty and simplicity, and fidelity to perfection, to God's will, in order to go to heaven. You have now these great lights, great helps, great examples to follow. I wanted to share with you and encourage you to keep going. It's possible. God can, because God promised that together with the cross, together with our duties, He's going to give us the grace, the help to persevere and to fulfill our duties and to go to heaven. God will not abandon us. Doesn't matter that we don't have sacraments so often. Doesn't matter that we don't have so many priests. Doesn't matter that we are persecuted and our families are so far from the Catholic traditional practices and faith. And they drop the cross off. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the numbers. Doesn't matter how much we are suffering or how much we are persecuted. Doesn't matter. God is with us. The Blessed Virgin Mary is with us. And by humility, by the cross, by simplicity is how we reach heaven. In the highest degree and glory. These times are glorious. Because we have evil times. There are glorious times for those who have the faith and those who know that the cross is the way to heaven. The glorious. Because the cross is heavy, and therefore the glory will be heavy. The key is not to drop the cross, not to check off the cross, but to manly grab it, even if it makes us bleed to death, doesn't matter. What matters is to go to heaven and to grab the cross with our God and to save our souls and save the souls of men. May it be so, and that, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.